Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots out there. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday. You know, if we don't have fun, I don't know who does.
That's right. We do. We do. Yeah, and love interacting with you guys, too, on the Telegram channel, The Morning Commute. Telegram channel.
That's right.
And all of our shows are uploaded to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, but you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on Listen to RFR. There's all the information about how to listen and where to listen to past shows and everything else.
That's
download
right.
them, share them with your friends.
Yep, for sure.
All right. We got a lot of stuff lined up on this fine Wifflebat Wednesday.
That's right. And so we're going to let them have it. And like some of our listeners have said, you know, Trump needs to have a wiffle bat filled with cement that he can use.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say full of sand, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Concrete works.
Something heavy. Yeah. Well, so we're going to just bring it anyway. So we've got quite a bit to describe about the elections and what is going on specifically with Arizona. And there's some really great developments going on, as well as some progress being made with the Arizona Senate hearings, where, boy, they're more or less showing and proving that everybody down there is so corrupt.
Yes.
That some heads had better roll.
Yeah, this investigation showing ties to cartels and money laundering with the many, many candidates.
Oh,
down there in Arizona.
Yep, definitely.
And all through the election, the whole election system. And, you know, this is really a global issue. It's, you know, what we saw in Brazil. It was like America 2020 2.0.
Right.
And now the Liberty Daily is running this headline, seriously, delusional Marxist Democrat Stacey Abrams is in Nigeria to oversee, wink, wink, their elections.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Huh. So I guess let's wager. Who thinks that the communist Marxist candidate is going to win in Nigeria after she leaves?
Right.
Well,
you know, so I'm hoping that it seems very, very obvious to us, and we keep going over it and repeating it, but it's almost like a lot of people out there still aren't seeing this pattern. I don't know how you could possibly be this late in the game and not notice that all the election fraud is happening to the benefit of all of the WEF candidates. And it's always fraud. It's always fraud.
Yeah.
And so the same exact thing that happened here in the United States, it's a blueprint duplicated across the whole world right now.
And look at the parties. Don't let up, patriots. Do not let up on the pressure on this and the momentum, and don't give up and throw your hands in the air and go Eeyore and, well, it's all lost, there's nothing we can do. Don't do that. Don't be defeated.
Right.
Stand strong. The Lord said, didn't I command you, be of good courage, in Joshua 1:9?
Exactly. Yep.
And you know, to trust in the Lord that he's with us. And
in fact that commandment is the most used commandment throughout the whole Bible, is do not fear.
Right.
It's used over 100 times in both the Old and New Testament.
I just did a recent Bible study on that, and I was looking for all of these different scriptures, and you're right. I mean, it's just all throughout the Old and New Testament related to not fearing, trusting the Lord. And it leads to cowardice, which is one of the things that God says he hates.
That's right.
And so anyway, just stay strong. Don't listen to the, look who is saying this is a conspiracy theory. I mean, just look at who the parties are. The ones that are trying so hard to start these misinformation boards and committees and everything else are the same people that are calling you a homophobe when you don't want homosexual, transgender books read to your children.
right,
by men in dresses with lipstick on,
right,
or killing babies, or all of the other things that they're pushing for. Those are the people that are telling you that election fraud is a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Well, we've got a clip we're going to play in the second segment of Hillary herself. We've played ABC. We've played multiple different left-wing media outlets howling and crying about election fraud and how we're so vulnerable.
Right.
And until 2020, then it's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, exactly. And so the whole point is not to just describe and explain to everyone what's going on and why it's so obvious, you know, that it's going on all over the whole world, but it's also to do something about it, right? We can't just sit and discuss and discuss and discuss and hope it goes away. The discussing will never make it go away.
No.
In fact, they hope that's all that we would do.
That's what they want us to do. Walk away defeated and just shrug.
And just text about it.
Yeah, and just accept it. Well, darn it.
But there's way more that we can do, and it's called go straight to your sheriff. I wish I lived in Arizona. I would go straight to the sheriff, and with that evidence that has been brought forward already, I would just file charges. I would just go right down the line of that list that was provided of all those judges. Katie Hobbs would be the first one. In fact, I'd probably want to start as a general strategy. I'd want to start with the highest position for that state to go after those people and get those people actually reinstated as the winners of the election so that they could use their authority to kind of bring the crunch down on all the other elect people that are in the elected positions that actually won. That might actually help strategically, you know? And so Katie Hobbs needs to go right now, and we have got to get Carrie Lake back in there. And in fact, we should get to that after the break, because I've got quite the lineup of info from Carrie Lake and otherwise. So maybe we should get to the word of the day.
Let's do the word of the day. Absolutely. I can see where this is going to just run away from us.
Take off. Right. Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 29, which read, "These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart, tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you wake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. For by means of a harlot a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom, and his clothes not get burned? Can one walk on hot coals, and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent." And that's it.
Wow.
And well, that's
quite a list.
That is quite the list, because seven things are an abomination to him, and the six things that the Lord hates. That's quite a fantastic list, especially since, oh my gosh, that's all about this era. I mean, and the way that Jonathan Cahn described in his book about what happens to the nation that forsakes God,
right,
that Baal comes in, Ashtoreth comes in, and then Molech comes in that order,
right,
to bring down a nation. And all of
these
those
are principalities,
things, right?
You don't even have to call it Baal or Molech today. But that's what it is.
Right.
And the principalities, the characteristics of those principalities are to separate you from God, then pervert your nation and then go after the children.
That's right.
And that's precisely what's happened in our country in that order.
Yep, exactly. And the all of the demonic everything coming from the communist side, the whole baseline for communism is deception.
Right.
It's deception and dethroning God.
Yeah, and what was the word of the day that we referred to last week? It was the liars and the lovers of the lie. Where they not only lie, but they cling to the lie, they enforce the lie, and want to punish you for not accepting and loving the lie.
Right.
You know, these vaccines, which are not vaccines at all, they're not even FDA approved, are safe and effective. The masks will help you wear three or four masks. You know, a man can choose that he's a woman just because he says so. You know, that it's not pedophilia, it's a minor attraction, minor attracted adults. We have to save Ukraine at all costs. You know, it's no matter what it takes. They love the lie, and that's what we're up against, these principalities.
Right. Yep, exactly. And, you know, just prior to verse 16, where it says these six things the Lord hates, I mean, just prior to that is, you know, the whole part of the perversion of society, right? And it describes a worthless person, a wicked man walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes. He shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. And so, and then it goes on to, you know,
sounds like Congress or Wall Street.
Well, and then going after an adulteress, you know, an adulteress is only complimented by an adulterer.
Right.
Right. And so all of those things, it's all about the perversion of society and culture and causing it, leading it step by step into homosexuality and further sexual depravity.
Right.
And so, you know, as far as, and Ashtoreth, Jonathan Cahn described, was the original name in Greek was porne.
Right.
And which is pornography. And so, yeah. You know, that is a horrible affliction upon our culture right now.
Yep.
And so that, you know, it's astounding that he did such a good job at analyzing how the process works when the demonic forces come in to take over a nation that has decided to give up God, right? And right. So
he won't even take credit for it as, you know, his analysis. He describes it as the Holy Spirit did a download on him, exposing all of these principalities and
right.
laying that right over top of America's spiritual state and how we got here.
Exactly. So it's so important to understand that, you know, as these thoughts are, you know, being slammed into your own mind by demonic forces trying to influence you, that you take your thoughts captive, that you recognize what's going on in this era.
Yes.
That these are demonic strongholds that are, you know, trying to shove their influence upon your thought life and affect your life adversely.
That's right.
And so once you understand, oh my gosh, this is what's actually going on, this is why the nation and especially Christians are under attack right now.
Right.
And indeed. So that does help to kind of frame it up for you so you can fix it.
Yep. These are great proverbs, words to live by.
That's for sure.
No question about it.
Yep.
And that was Proverbs.
Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 29.
16 through 29. All righty. Well, there's a good one for you guys to read and meditate on today. If you were just wondering, boy, what should I read in the Bible today? There you go.
There you go.
There's your marching orders. There's your assignment.
Right.
And so anyway, yeah, well, thank you.
Oh, praise God for that.
Indeed. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break here. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, getting ready for the return of our King, which is imminent. It's coming soon. Don't get caught by surprise and learn what that means to you. Go to JesusAppears.com. This is The Morning Commute, local Spokane band, Coleman Underground, Wars and Rumors of Wars, the song they wrote that was inspired by The Morning Commute.
That's right.
Radio
oh, cool.
Free Redoubt. All right, guys, stay right there. We'll be back in a minute.
Wars and Rumors of Wars. Wars and Rumors of Wars. Wars and Rumors of Wars.
it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialists and communists and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines, Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
Yes, the communists have plans for you.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Katie Armor, CATI. Come and take it. CATIArmor.com is the website. Check them out. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two, talking about lies and the lovers of the lies. And
that's right. And how to not be like them.
And elections in America today.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the two are closely linked. And,
right.
You know, let me tell you why the Arizona election is so, so critical. Well, you all know why, but this is just going to reinforce it, because I've got this statement here from the Epoch Times, and it describes the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Department of Homeland Security just reported that personnel have encountered 2,999 Chinese nationals at the southern border so far in 2023. That's just in the past 2 months, there have been 3,000 Chinese nationals coming across our southern border. That's a 719% increase from the year before.
That is three battalions. That's three battalion size elements.
Right.
That come from a country that has sworn to destroy us.
Exactly. And is there any coincidence that now we're seeing all the train derailments, all these different factories on fire? I mean, 3,000 Chinese nationals. So as many of the Chinese military that want to come across in civilian clothing as can just come across. And those are just the ones that have been encountered.
Right. Those were the ones that were intercepted. And what we're finding is the majority of these, although what's happening with children and trafficking is a travesty, most of these are military age males traveling alone or with other groups of military age males.
Right.
From over 142 countries, but not the least of which is the Chinese nationals. And then all of these countries represented by these invaders coming from Islamic countries that are hostile toward the United States.
That's right.
So, and all of this is because of a completely wide open border. And while people are being ignored here in our own country and our own borders are being ignored, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in Ukraine. And according to Joe Biden, it's only the MAGA crowd that's questioning the money that's being sent over there. So it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, well, apparently not.
The MAGA crowd is the majority of Americans who want no part of this sick delusion that they're trying to force on the entire world.
Right, exactly. And like we described yesterday with that map that it showed from 1984 from 1986 until the current era, just how many NATO countries have increasingly made their way towards the border of Russia. And it's basically all of them, minus two or three. And so clearly they have wanted to take down Russia, who doesn't want to participate in all of the UN world takeover.
Right.
And good on them for that. But so this goes back to the election fraud in Arizona and our border, which is, seriously, this election fraud, this is why our nation, why the world is in the state that it's in right now, is because of election fraud. And so here we have an update from Carrie Lake that says that we will be filing our case with the Arizona Supreme Court by this Tuesday, February 28th, and we'll be asking for an expedited review. As soon as the filings are available, I will share them with you. Please pray for justice. And so good on her. And the statement that I was trying to describe to you yesterday when my phone just mysteriously shut off was, she said, "Now we know the true reason Katie Hobbs wants the border wide open, and that's because she launders bribes from the cartel."
Right.
Lock her up.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what should happen. Lock her up.
Yep.
And we need to get it back under control and get all of the people that were truly elected in that election to fill the seats.
Yes. And let's hope that we're not past the point of no return.
Well, right, exactly. And it was what was interesting about coming up to that election was we were seeing the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, start to get brave and getting ready to come alongside and join Carrie Lake's aggressive stance and declaring invasion and then declaring war on the invasion, because, you know, he was going to have somebody that was going to join him with that and more or less take the lead.
Right.
And so we haven't really heard much from Texas since then.
Right. Well, he got elected, so all right.
Right.
Back to business as usual.
Boy, that better not be the case.
Let's hope not.
Well, so if Carrie Lake gets back in there and this actually gets turned around like it looks like it might, I mean, you can't have half of the elected government being caught taking bribes from drug cartels,
right?
And nothing happens. You know, this is just too big to let it go.
Right. Well, not only that, but then it also goes back to the even without the cartel bribes and money laundering and everything else, we still have the issue of the machines.
Yes.
And they're calling us conspiracy theorists for continuously pointing back to the voter fraud that's happening through the machines and the vulnerability of them. But these very same people that are calling us extremists, misinformationists, and conspiracy theorists were, when their elections were coming up, they're screaming from the rooftops about how vulnerable these are because, elections can be manipulated. And here's Hillary saying her own words about what big tech's warning of, that these election machines can be manipulated and how vulnerable we are.
Tech experts in Silicon Valley with whom I have met, who say that, you know, maybe what they'll do this next time is to really disrupt the actual election. Shut down the servers that you send results to. Interfere with the operation of voting machines, because still too many of them are linked to the internet. So there, we are still very vulnerable.
And nothing changed to fix it.
Right.
But somehow, mysteriously, it's not an issue when there's clear evidence of election fraud and the communists take all these seats. Now it's just a conspiracy theory.
Right.
So,
yeah. And so, but we know that that's the way they work. They lie, they cheat, they steal.
That's right.
And it's just like it, verbatim as to what Stalin had said when he said, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
Yes.
And that is exactly who they're taking after. So they know they've got it in the bag as long as they don't allow any prosecutions to ever happen for all of this election fraud.
That's
where people come in and have to step up and just start approaching their sheriffs and saying, I'm pressing charges.
Yeah.
That guy's got to go. He's, you know, investigate him, whatever you find, put him in jail. And
if this happens across the country, because, you know, there are sheriffs with jelly spines, there are prosecutors with jelly spines, prosecutors that are actually working for the other side. You know, right. The Soros-backed district attorneys that will just never, nope, there's no case here. There's no, I'm not going to pursue this. But that's okay because, you know, if it takes 100 attempts to get one through, then 1,000 attempts gets 10 through.
Yep.
And once you start that momentum, once you start the dominoes falling,
right,
then, you know, it will gain the momentum that you
exactly.
need.
Exactly. People will get a lot braver and everybody will go to jail that's a criminal, as it should be.
That's right.
And in fact, we've got a little bit more here from the Epoch Times that says that election reformers get a new tool to pressure states to clean up voter rolls, which is going to be a huge help here. It says that a new interactive website database is now available free to individual citizens and election reform groups across the country to help in the fight to get all states to obey a federal election law mandating regular voter roll maintenance. And so the Public Interest Legal Foundation, or PILF, a national nonprofit law firm dedicated to election integrity, announced the launch of the website on February 27th. And the data provided on the website is designed to encourage some defiant state election officials to comply with the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And,
right.
And it says here, we hope this interactive database will draw attention to the hundreds of thousands of errors in the voter rolls. Every error in the voter rolls is a vulnerability in our elections that can lead to fraud and abuse. Election officials must do their job and keep accurate voter rolls, says the PILF President J. Christian Adams in a press release. And so the website address for everyone to go to is https://publicinterestlegal.org. And so that would be a great help to everyone. And one last thing before we go. North Korea yesterday threatened declaration of war with the U.S. if military drills continue.
Oh,
boy.
So here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
Watch that April 27th date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty,
exactly.
Pretty
keep,
spooky.
Keep your eye on North Korea.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be the little pit bull for China.
Yep, so. That's right.
All right. Well, you guys be safe out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.